I'm the captain.
I am your captain. I am your captain. Captain. And I have control.
Fly all day, captain, all night, all day.
And welcome back to my show. I am the captain, checking in on 121.12. Be like the captain, baby. Ain't that right, Farhat? Let's go.
Woo! Sorry, boys. Went hard in the box today. Wicked wad. Hit a PR on my AMRAPs. Pistols, burpees, totem bar, wall ball, ab mats, RX. Called it a day. And now I'm in here in the studio just buzzing. Farhat, bring me another one of them Turkish coffees, man. Let's keep the caloric burn high, baby. That's right, folks. That's how a captain keeps his mind sharp. Any questions? Didn't think so. Farhat, man, I think we need a better-looking producer here. Maybe I'll put an ad on Kijiji. You know what? Never mind. I DNF'd on the female roommate request. Best not to reopen that wound. So today's topic, oh yeah, the debrief. For you civilians or non-pilot types listening with great admiration of the sound of my Captain Lee voice, what a debrief is to us in the mock world, that's M-A-C-H, or in the jet business, the debrief is an incredible opportunity to point out every single error your idiotic subordinate has made. Now, it's recommended that you commence this procedure upon application of the parking brake. However, recommendations are like assholes, brother. I find that a little serving of humble pie right after the reverse green call, that'll have your FO on edge for the entire taxi end. And I actually find they perform way better when they feel like they did something wrong. So sometimes you get what I call the double down because they miss a radio call or forget to shut off the anti-collision lights because they're so rattled because you just took them down a few pegs, you know? At that point, you have more ammo to make sure that this little know-it-all never forgets just exactly who the captain is. Now, one of the best outcomes of a well-positioned and tactically used debrief is you can literally get the stupid bastard beside you to take responsibility for your mistakes. Take this story from a flight I did recently, for example. I have what you would call zero cares when it comes to soft landings. Well, this one time I come in, it's my leg. I'm at the helm, controls in my fists. FO forgets to call stable. No big deal. I call landing. Well, I hammer that thing on so hard that the pregnant FA working the RTU went for an ultrasound after. The in-charge was an absolute smoke show, so I knew that it was time for a debrief. He calls reverse green and I go, you missed the stable call.
Sorry, Saturday.
You should have called go-around since we didn't even know if we were stable.
Sorry? Over to ground, point 9.
Lights and after landing check. Try not to screw that up. You want me to do it?
You're taxiing.
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, sure.
I suggest you miss at least 3 items. Catch them, and then ream him out for that. Whose job is the after landing in the SOP after all? Tell him to pack up and take off before the passengers leave, because you will be here for a long time writing the report to the CP. When he leaves, which he absolutely will, the in-charge will make a comment about the landing, at which point you, 100% without missing a beat, reply, "Cut the kid a break. He's a first officer, after all." Throw your backpack on, cut off a high-prestige passenger, and exit the aircraft. Fear not, young flyer, for I have control.
Captain, I am your captain. I am your captain. Captain, Cook, Captain.